of the Stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
It's time for Animaniacs, and we're sailing through the mess. So just sit back and relax, you'll laugh when you come back. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot, and they lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the most, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs.
It's Mime Time. Today on Mime Time, trapped in an imaginary box. The end.
On Warner Law.
Oh, no. A parking ticket? But why? I put money in the meter.
If you're innocent, then you've got to fight this ticket.
We'll even help you.
We'll be your lawyers.
You? My lawyers? Oh, no. You kids is crazy. I'm going to pay the ticket, boom, and that is it. And don't come anywhere near me!
Come, siblings, we have a trial to prepare.
Scratch and sniff. You're charged with a parking violation. You can pay the ticket or try to prove your innocence.
Well, I brought my checkbook, so I just...
Fight!
Oh, no. Not them.
Who said that?
I did, Your Judgety.
What is the meaning of this?
That's a finger. You have five of them on each hand. Unless you're in the circus, then it's negotiable. Allow me to introduce my associates. We're from the law firm of Warner.
Warner?
Warner. And mine. He's our silent partner.
We're Dr. Scratch and Sniff's lawyers.
Please, Gourmet.
Now, you just sit right down here and leave everything to us.
Hey.
Mr. Judgeperson, we'll prove that Dr. Scratch and Sniff is innocent beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I hate puns.
We will also prove that Justice is not blind. She's cross-eyed.
Thanks.
Now, see here. I've had just about enough of this folderol. Can we just get on with the trial? Now, have you subpoenaed a witness?
Have we what?
Subpoena, have you subpoenaed a witness?
I certainly hope not. You should be ashamed of yourself for even thinking it.
Then call your first witness.
Can I say something, please?
No.
Your immensity, we call to the stand the person that gave Dr. Scratch and Sniff the ticket, Burbank meter maid Miss Gertie Bilchmeitner.
Do you swear?
Yes.
Oh, you shouldn't. It's not nice.
You may be seated, Miss Bilchmeitner.
Miss Bilchmeitner, or is it Nana Buttridge of Palo Alto, California?
No!
Oh. I'm done.
Go for it. Bilchmeitner, do you like candy?
Yes.
Do you have any?
No.
I'm through. Your turn.
Oh, thank you. I have so much to go on. Miss Bilchmeitner, why did you give Dr. Scratch and Sniff a ticket?
His parking meter had expired. That's a violation of the Burbank Penal Code.
The what?
The Penal Code! The Penal Code!
You know, the two of you ought to get together. Miss Bilchmeitner, you're a meter maid, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you do windows?
No, of course not.
What kind of maid are you?
Stop badgering the witness.
Sorry.
What are you doing now?
Goading the witness.
One more pun like that, and I'll find you in contempt.
Oh, I've never been to contempt. Isn't that in New Mexico?
Shimyoga?
Do they have bats there? Do they suck blood?
You kids are driving me crazy!
I wonder what prison is like.
Now, Miss Bilchmeitner, is it not possible that because you are such a terrible maid, the meter might have been dirty and malfunctioning?
Well, I suppose that anything is possible, but I'm not sure that...
And isn't that what happened? You gave him a ticket he did not deserve.
Stop leading the witness.
All right, then. You lead. Everybody.
To tango.
Oh, Judge. But what about the trial?
Forget the trial. Let's talk about us. Case dismissed.
Looks like the trial's over, Scratchy.
We won.
I guess Justice isn't cross-eyed after all. It's in love.
It's mime time. Today on Mime Time, throwing an imaginary football. The end.
Silly puppy. a bunny.
Green Bean! Come back, Green Bean!
It's lunchtime.
Why?
Because we worked real hard all morning.
Why?
You got me, kid.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Cute kid.
Yeah.
Cute kid! Up here?
No!
Is that your dog?
My dog.
Give me the foreman. There's a kid up here on the 90th floor. Call the fire department. Call the cops. Call Action Witness News.
Excitement and danger is in the air as a baby girl is reported to be on the 90th floor of this building under construction.
Isn't that Buttons?
Oh, my goodness! That's Mindy!
That's a good dog. You're gonna be all right, fella. Hold it, boy! Come back!
Mindy, we're so glad you're safe.
Kitty! Sweet kitty, kitty, kitty.
Buttons!
Bad dog. Bad, bad dog.
We trust you with Mindy's safety, and look what happened.
Look at all the trouble you caused, just because you had to chase a cat.
Bad dog. Bad, bad dog.
It's Mime Time. Today on Mime Time, pulling an imaginary rope. The end.